This is Hank and Cupcakes.
Welcome to the Chris Ruggiero Podcast.
These guys are awesome, or I should say, this guy and this girl are awesome. They came from Israel, now they're touring across the country. I got to see them perform live the other night, and it's hard to describe exactly what they do, but it's really awesome and probably unlike anything you've ever seen before. So before we even get into it, if you guys see that they're coming anywhere near you on their tour schedule, you need to go check them out. They play interesting kind of electro pop music. It's just really cool. You need to see it in person to fully experience it. We talked about a lot of really cool things about the journey of making dreams happen and making the things that we want to happen. Oftentimes we give power over to other people that we think, oh, if this happens, then success will come. And it really turned out through our conversation that a lot of times you realize, as you're waiting for other people to do things for you, for them to create the success, it really comes from yourself. You need to create the things yourself. It's up to you. No one else, to put it in a kind of interesting way, no one else really cares about you as much as you care about you. So we need to stop thinking other people are going to create the success. It needs to come from within and create your own success. So we'll get right into it. Thank you guys for listening on the podcast app on your iPhone or on iTunes or on Stitcher. Whichever you're listening on, please do us a favor and leave a rating or a review. That'll help continue to bring these awesome guests to you. And thank you to Between Dreams Clothing. You can go to betweendreamsclothing.com and get a discount on your order if you type in at checkout the word podcast. So check out betweendreamsclothing.com, discount on your order, use discount code podcast. Here we go. So how did you end up here?
It's pretty random, really. We were more eager to leave Israel than we knew what we wanted to do.
Yeah.
So when we came here, we really didn't know anything about this place.
Yeah.
Except for, you know, the movies and the,
right,
the general myth. But yeah, it was random. We could have gone to Paris.
Right.
And it would, you know.
What was it? So like, you have this movie Hollywood version of, how does it compare to reality now that you're here? Because I think a lot of people here maybe take it for granted.
It was pretty much like in the movies.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
I mean, more the New York is what I think Ariel's talking about. Like the feel of what New York City is.
Yeah.
He'd been to New York a couple of times in his life. I'd only been for like 2 days when I was maybe 6 years old or something.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what he means. Like we weren't really going on anything that we knew. It was more like based on the fact that we knew New York is one of the best places in the world for music.
Yeah.
It was kind of, we were thinking London, New York, LA, like we were juggling a few ideas and we kind of landed on New York, and it was a gamble, but it was a good gamble.
Yeah. And where, how did the, how does the world, like the, I guess I wanted to see kind of like culturally how that changes from being somewhere like Israel. I've never been there in Israel.
It's a 180 degrees change.
Yeah, as far as
almost everything in life.
Not everything, just because Israel is a very Americanized country.
Yeah.
So it's not like we're moving from the Middle East, as in like of a Middle Eastern culture to America. It is a very similar culture, but in the same, it's also very, 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 very different.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Like,
it's so you've got to completely different.
I'm saying it's not like moving from Iran or something. You know what I mean?
It's exactly like moving from Iran.
To you, it is.
For me, it is.
Okay.
For
I've
me,
never been to Iran.
No, yeah,
yeah, yeah, right. But the again, the,
no,
the
but
idea.
We have Iranian friends, and you know, we hear, but, so we know it's very different. But the for me, it's like a complete different. It's a different world, different set of possibilities and dreaming possibilities.
Yeah,
and you know, it's an incredible, it's an amazing country in that sense.
Yeah. Tell me about what's been in any country like a big standout memory of a good memory, like something that you guys have experienced because you took this step. And I'm always intrigued by performers and entertainers that take that leap of, you know, you feeling it, but then most people are too scared to like move to a different country at, where you don't really know anything about it and kind of create this whole thing. So you guys have been able to experience something that most of the people in the world will never experience, that thing. So what's been something that like happened on the road or at a show or something that you're like, this is what we did this for, now it feels like it was worth doing that?
I have something very recent that happened just like a couple of weeks ago. We've been on tour for a long time, and we went through Canada for a few shows. And we came out of Canada into a show in Burlington, Vermont.
Yeah.
So we showed up at the show as this weird festival. And the first thing we see when we get there is this huge van that's made up to look like a whale. And this, like, hippie activist puppet show is performing in the street outside the venue. And that is exactly the feeling of, wow, America is so cool.
Yeah.
Even just coming over from Canada.
Yeah,
forget
yeah.
about Israel. Just being a few days in Canada and then crossing the border straight into that situation was like, oh, yeah, this is why we're here.
Yeah.
It's such a cool country where people can do whatever they want. And
right,
really
yeah, yeah.
And
shit.
Also
yeah.
feel very free to do it.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I know a lot of people are scared of doing what they want, and that's true for anywhere. But I feel like here a lot of people take their dreams to a higher place than most places.
Yeah.
Which is incredible.
How about the, with your set, the actual technical setup of you guys' show with like a kind of unconventional with bass and drums and vocals, but not sounding like just bass, drums, and vocals. What was the, how did that come about? How did that become the thing?
I think the reason it became a thing is because we started the band, the two of us, in Israel. And we knew that we were moving to New York. So there was no point in adding other musicians.
From Israel.
From Israel.
Yeah, right.
Because they weren't coming with us, obviously.
Yeah.
And so when we started playing and jamming together, this whole concept started evolving. And it's still evolving today, 7 years after.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it started much, much simpler, and it
right.
went and became more and more elaborate. And at this point, it's pretty insane.
Yeah.
and heavy, too.
Yeah, that's what I liked during the show last night, to see, like, just to appreciate the, you know, what you're doing with creating the sounds and make it that big and awesome, and then make it still feel, and it still felt like a, it felt like full band was playing with
that's
just,
the point.
Yeah. And it's interesting to just that it just happened. Do you have like a sound in mind when you're creating the things that, or do you just like
sometimes a lot of times it's just like
happens by accident.
Yeah, like, you know, because it's just things that do things, you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes two of them together suddenly do a third thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there's cool. no real way of knowing what's going to happen when you turn two of those together.
Yeah.
Two pedals, I mean.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because nobody knows what I'm talking about otherwise.
Yeah,
and by
yeah,
saying
right.
pedals, I mean effect pedals for the bass. And
yeah, yeah, yeah. Cool. So what's the goal? What's the ideal? You guys are out touring with your show. What's next? Like, where's like the ultimate, cool, we did it.
We've had our goals have evolved as well.
Yeah,
since
course.
We've come here. So, in the beginning, our goal was the Hollywood movie goal.
Yeah.
Speaking of, you know, the movies, which was to get signed, to get on a record label, to get an agent, all that stuff, and we got all that stuff. and we discovered that was not the goal. So we left them.
Yeah.
And we're doing everything ourselves at the moment, but we've kind of changed our goals from waiting for something to happen and for someone to do things for us and to make it happen for us, and like having this fantasy of like a big bang, and that's changed into we're doing it ourselves, but it's actually happening now, and it's progressing all the time and growing, and we have visions and we just try and make them realities. Like, for instance, we kept on dreaming about playing festivals, and for some reason in our minds we thought we can't do it. It was just like, it's your brain that stops you from doing
everything. The thought
was,
we can't do it without an agent.
Right.
That was how the dream was put down.
Mm-hmm. So we didn't even try, and we just kept on feeling like that's what we need right now at this stage, is to start playing festivals. And then we just said, well, let's just start booking festivals. And we did, and we're playing like tons of festivals this summer. We discovered that it's possible.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, well, I would like to, I think it's kind of an interesting, for you to elaborate on achieving the things that you thought were the goal, like record late, you know, whatever the that was, is different for everyone. And I think a lot of people now, whether they want to write a book or put out an album or whatever, they want, they think they need that acceptance from someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you realize that it happens to some people, then it's not like there is no golden ticket.
Exactly.
But do you think it's today, or was it that way always?
For with people thinking they need it?
Yeah. Do you think it's more so today than it was, let's say, 20 or 30 years ago?
I think it kind of was true a long time ago.
Yeah.
You know, when you need, you couldn't put out a record by yourself 20 years ago.
Without
unless
a record,
you were like...
You couldn't.
Maybe if you had tons of money, but you couldn't do it just up front. Now it's like, I feel like most people are still in that mindset.
Yeah.
Because they just think, oh, I need this. Like you said, I can't play the big festivals if we're doing everything ourselves.
Also, people have a lot of fears that govern their lives. And the fear is, I can't do this on my own.
Yeah.
So it's a matter of saying, I can do it.
Yeah.
I can do whatever I want. I don't need anyone to make things for me.
Fear, and also maybe part of it is like an excuse, like a pre-excuse.
Maybe.
Like, oh, this isn't working because no one else is doing it for me.
I think this, the way, I mean, society is built is that people aren't really indoctrinated to think that they can do things on their own. And they always feel like... small, and that they need the control of others, whether it's government or anything like that. They need someone to control
them.
They
don't feel powerful and empowered by who they are.
Yeah,
they feel like power comes from the outside.
Yeah.
But there's an agenda, like we're being fed that agenda. We're being made feel like we're breeded into this world where they're telling us you're powerless on your own. You need someone to govern you. So I think...
Yeah.
It's so deep in all our minds. It's very hard to... It's not hard, but it's a journey to realize, no, I can do whatever I want to do on my own.
And I mean to the point where it really hits the very simple things, like, for example, booking festivals, which is so easy. You just write... you treat it like any other venue. And, you know, you get response. Just the same as from any other venue. They either want it or don't want it or can do it or can't.
I mean, you don't
and
have
no
access to
reason to
everything.
Think that it's not possible.
Yeah.
Except for this sort of, it's coming from the inside, it feels, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like if you just say this is what I want to do, and then you figure out the steps in order to do that. And that's where, you know, with when I'm out talking to people and things, that's what I want to, like, that's why I wanted to talk to you guys, because I saw, like, you guys are making it happen on your own, you know, you're out doing it and kind of creating your own thing. So I want to inspire other people to be able to do that. Do you have like, you kind of just said it, you just make it happen. But would you have advice for someone, say, like in a band or whatever, that is still thinking that in that mindset of, I'm going to try to get a record label. I'm going to try to do this. Like, what would you say to them?
I don't think getting a record label is necessarily a bad thing, you know?
Yeah, right.
It could be a great thing for someone,
yeah.
for some people. Some matches are really good.
The question is, what would you say to people who feel they're stuck and that they can't move? And
they can't move without that, you mean?
Yeah.
People talk to us all the time about it, and the thing about these things is that when you realize these things, they're so simple, and on the same side, they're like unreachable for someone who hasn't realized it themselves.
Yeah.
It's like when your parents try and like teach you those truths that they've understood about life, but you have to fall you have to understand it yourself, even though the answer is so simple. So I find that a lot of times we talk to bands, and for me, I understand something already. For me, it's crystal clear, and I'll say that to these people, and I can see they're still, I'm not reaching them.
Right.
They don't
conceive it as an actual way to go, because they don't have enough trust.
Yeah.
In the solution being beneficial to them.
Right.
But also, I think it has to do with the.
But some people are inspired. Like, it just depends on them, not on us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It also has to do with the concept of success and the concept of achieving something, because I think we all have a certain idea of what we wanna achieve, and I think that idea, it's a tricky place. Like, hope is something that imprisons you in a sense, because when you put a certain shape on what you think would be success or would be an achievement, and you strive for that point only, you might not be flexible enough in reality to find success,
yeah,
or what success is for you. Which is, yeah. And also, it's something that changes. Yeah. You know, when I was 20, success was something completely different to me than what it is today. And a lot of people fall in that trap, I feel. And sometimes when you have these dreams that are many times impossible to cut to... it's impossible to realize them in reality. Not to realize, to materialize them in reality. Because like dreams, they sometimes go beyond the possibilities of reality.
Right.
You know, and then they feel the necessity for someone stronger and bigger than life to bring them to this bigger than life idea that they have in their fantasies.
I think the better word, instead of saying dreams, because a dream is something very amorphic and shapeless that can really be flexible. What you're talking about more is a fixed idea. Like,
right,
people get fixated on an idea, and that stops them.
And that blind, you know, it's like trying to climb a tree or something to one specific point, when the real, you know, there's all this whole tree of all these branches there that might be awesome over here.
Yeah.
And then you're just kind of going, just fighting.
And that branch could be broken by now and shitty.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe time went through and there's nothing magical about it.
Yeah.
Anymore.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I guess that's kind of a cool thing. Like looking up at a piece of fruit on the top of the tree or something, and it takes you 10 years to climb up to that, like that piece is gone by the time you get there, but the other side now is like, you know, all this stuff. And if you have that blind path, you just wasted that whole thing. And it was right there. It was like literally like right next to you. Just had to ask this one person or alter the goal or the dream, or as it's evolving.
Yeah, it has to do with the perception of also of time, because people can relate to their dreams as something that happens in the future.
Yeah.
Like, we all search for the future, you know, and the life is happening in the present.
Yeah.
So, you know, you need to feel good with your life, not with a projection of some idea that you have for the future. Because if you keep projecting to the future, you kind of lose the present.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, with the same kind of idea of altering the goals and things, we kind of touched on it earlier, but was there things that coming here and just making things happen that weren't as you expected? Like you said, like the Hollywood movie scene was, it's everything you imagined, you know, with people free to do whatever they want and create.
I mean,
art.
It wasn't that extreme that we had a movie. I mean, we knew tons of musicians from Israel who were living in Brooklyn. Like, we spoke to them, and it wasn't like 100% we're following Hollywood to the idea of what America is. But your question is, was there something that wasn't as we expected?
Yeah, was there something like, oh, crap, we didn't realize this was going to happen?
For us,
maybe like something that didn't quite work how you wanted?
It's nothing works how you want it. I mean, you have to be open to, to life. But we just come from Cuba, and Cuba was very extreme kind of place to live in. We were there for 6 months. So I think it was lucky that we went to Cuba for 6 months and then we came to America. Because we came to America and we were like, wow, this is so easy.
Yeah.
Like, this is familiar. We know this kind of regime. We can understand what this country is, because Cuba was just like, was an alien for us. It was so weird and so hard and difficult and lots of trying experiences there. So that kind of helped.
And what were you doing there?
Studying music.
Yeah. And how did you end up in a place like that is so...
We decided to go.
Made the decision.
Yeah. Sagit was studying percussion, and her teacher... He mentioned it and said that, you know, and he pointed the amazing music coming from Cuba.
Yeah.
So Sagit went there for a month, and then... just decided we're gonna go live there for a year.
Yeah.
So
it was worth to be there, and that's cool. Like, a lot of people would be scared off by something like that. Oh, here, and it's like you said, it's just like so much. There's not as much freedom and all this stuff, but it was worth it. And then you got so much out of it by like kind of pushing through a difficult thing.
Yeah, it was very difficult.
Well, it wasn't only difficult. It was very interesting and educating.
Right.
And it was a window into a world that was 100% new to us.
Yeah.
And I think to this day, it has all sorts of implications on our lives and things keep being compared to that, and a lot of the things that we went through there are still present in our lives.
Yeah.
So it was a very strong experience. I wouldn't say it was necessarily only a bad experience.
Right.
No, we didn't say bad. We didn't say bad.
Or hard.
Difficult.
Or only hard.
Yeah.
Challenging. It was all those things.
But worth it. Like you said, like worth going through it.
Absolutely.
To get what you get on the other side. Cool. Is there anything else that you guys want to share about what you're up to coming up in the next, say, couple months that people might be interested in checking out?
Yeah, we're just releasing a new music video tomorrow.
Cool.
It's going to be online. We shot it in the shower.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah. Tomorrow being, by the time you are listening to this, people, it will already be out.
Yeah, but it's called Shut Up.
We're going. The video was released yesterday or so.
Whatever. But it's called Shut Up, and we shot it in a hotel room in Tulsa, Oklahoma, while we were on tour. It was just a cool shower. It had like a semi-opaque glass, so we used that.
Cool.
And we're going to be on tour for the next 2 months. So if anyone's interested in coming to see us play, we've got tons of tour dates, and they're on our website or Facebook page and all that stuff.
There it is, another incredible episode with an incredible guest. So thank you again for listening. I hope that you are inspired and motivated to make something happen that has never happened before. You can create something that no one ever in the world has ever created. It's inside your brain or somewhere right now, waiting to be happened, I almost said. Something is waiting to be happened. So make it happen, but remember, no one else is gonna do it for you. You need to do it yourself. Take action. What step can you take today? And like we talked about in there, you need to be flexible. You might have a goal, and that's great, but as you're achieving that goal, as you're working towards it, focus on what you need to accomplish right now, today, and be flexible, because your goals are going to change, and your goals are going to become even more awesome. There's going to be things that happen that are even more incredible than you could have ever imagined when you started. So remember, looking up at that tree, when you see a piece of fruit, by the time you get up to that fruit, it's probably going to be gone. So, but there's going to be better fruit on a different branch. So adapt your plan and be flexible with your goals. Thank you for listening. As always, reach out to me whenever you want. If you are stuck or stumped on something that you're trying to figure out how to accomplish, let me know. I might not know what you're doing or how to help you, but I might know somebody that can. So hit me up, go to chrisruggiero.com, head over to the contact form, send me a message, say hello, and keep doing cool things.
Thank you for listening to the Chris Ruggiero Podcast.